Grace and peace in the name of our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have seen the John Wayne movie Big Jake at least 30 times in my lifetime, probably more. In fact, I have a whole list of movies that I have seen upwards of 20 times. Ten Commandments, Top Gun, Star Wars, Die Hard, First Blood, Just Go With It, 22 Jump Street, just to name a few. And if one of those movies is on television this evening, I will probably watch it again. You see, I don't get tired of stories that I have heard or seen before if I really enjoy the story. I can't tell you how many times I had my mom read to me Dr. Seuss's Are You My Mother? Or Go Dog Go? Or a Horton Hears a Who when I was a child. And it wasn't like I learned something new each time I heard her read it. So here's something that I had not heard before. I simply just enjoyed the stories. Every once in a while, my wife will catch me watching episodes of Law and Order that I've already seen before. And she'll say to me, "You've already seen this episode." And her unspoken thoughts behind her spoken words are this: why would you waste your time watching something you've already seen? You already know how it turns out. And if you are like my wife, and you only read a book once or watch a movie once, then you may not be thrilled with today's message. Because you see, I'm going to talk about something and tell you a story that you've all heard before. In fact, probably many times before. You've probably heard this story so many times from so many preachers and teachers that there really probably is nothing left for you to learn. You already know it all. Now, I would venture to say that you know the story of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection as well as or better than any other story you have ever heard in your lifetime. Because you have no doubt read it and heard it more than any other story in your lifetime. This is now my 23rd Easter with you as your pastor here at Christ Lutheran. And thus, I have told you the story of Christ's resurrection for some 22 Easters now. And even if you missed a couple of these Easter messages, or dozed off during a couple of them, or weren't here at Christ Lutheran as a guest or a member in all those years, or you just kind of mentally checked out because you were bored, chances are that you still heard me tell the story of Jesus conquering death and the grave on Easter Sunday morning at least a couple of times. But even if you weren't here on Easter Sunday morning, because Easter is always when you spent your time at the in-laws, or you were visiting your children, or your parents, still, you would have heard me tell the story of Jesus' death and resurrection any and every Sunday that you have ever been here. Because you see, each and every Sunday is a mini Easter. That's why we worship on Sunday and not on Saturday, which is the original Sabbath day. We do it so that each and every week we can remember and relive and rejoice in Easter. I once had a homiletics professor That's a guy at the seminary who teaches us how to preach. And he said to our class one day, he said, "Gentlemen, unless you have preached the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, you have not preached a Lutheran sermon." And the reason he said that is because the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins is the backbone and the cornerstone of our faith. There is no forgiveness without the message of Good Friday. And there is no life and salvation without the message of Easter. And thus Jesus' suffering and death on the cross and his victorious and glorious resurrection over the grave must be a part of every single sermon that we preach. The Easter story is our Sunday message, is our Christian witness. And thus I hope that you never get tired of hearing it, nor bored of sharing it. And know this, when you come to the end of your life on this earth, or as you walk hand in hand with someone that you love, as they are going through the end of their life on this earth, this is the only story, and this is the only message that matters. St. Paul wrote in our epistle reading this morning, he said, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Everything that we believe about God, everything that we hope for in Him, rises and falls with the story of Easter. If Christ Jesus died but never rose, our faith is a waste of time. For there can be no victory over sin and life beyond the grave if Jesus is still dead in a tomb somewhere. And if such were the case, we would be a most pitiful and pathetic people, pinning our hopes for eternity on someone who is dead. But Christ has been raised from the dead. He is not in the grave. He is alive. And I don't care how many times you've heard the story before, I hope you will still joyfully and enthusiastically continue to hear it again and again and again. For it is without a doubt the greatest story ever told. It's the story of Christ's victory over death. It's a story of our hope for life beyond the grave. It's a story which gives meaning and purpose to every other story in our lives. It is the story of our salvation. For you see, because Christ lives, we will live also. It's that simple, yet that incredibly profound. To God be the glory. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.